This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, let us begin our day with the morning invocation dua that the Prophet have taught us, so that as a Muslim, we will not be an alien to the dua that the Prophet have taught us. I'm going to recite slowly. We hope all the brothers and sisters, children, will try your best to follow us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار وأجرنا من النار وأجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. The meaning of the dua, and before we continue, why we always start something by saying Bismillah? Even you want to make dua, when you want to eat, when you want to drink, anything you do, you start with Bismillah. The reason you do that is so that there will be a lot of blessing. Without saying Bismillah, you can eat, you can drink what is halal, but there's no blessing. So that's why the Prophet taught his Ummah so that this Ummah will receive blessing and ongoing blessing from Allah. And without praising Allah by saying Alhamdulillah and making salawat upon the Prophet, all your supplication will not be raised up to Allah. You'll go halfway, then you'll send back to you. Dua will not be accepted because you have no manners. When you ask Allah for something, you don't bother to follow the SOP laid out by Islam. Simple. Be grateful, be thankful, then you get what you want. You're so ungrateful, you don't even say Alhamdulillah to Allah. Allah gives you the eye, the nose, the ear, everything free of charge. Oxygen, He gives you free of charge. He gives the sun, and the sun gives you some energy. Everything He gave it to you, and you keep on forgetting to thank Allah. That's why we start with Bismillah, then Alhamdulillah, then Salawat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we ask Allah to bless our morning. What is morning? Everybody have their own morning. The Chinese, the Muslim, the non-Muslim also have the same morning like us. But we want our morning to be blessed so that we'll be protected from all the bad things that we don't know, but Allah knows best. Then we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless our evening. When the evening comes, also we keep on asking Allah, and bless our living, and we are going to live here not for long. Even 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years old, we want our life to be blessed, and to bless our dying. Sooner or later, we will have to return back to Allah. We do not want to return back to Allah unprepared. It's like when you are going to travel, you have to prepare your journey. And this is a one-way ticket. You leave this world, you'll never return back. So you must be very, very well prepared for that. What is the thing that we have to prepare? The right iman and the right deeds. And we remind ourselves by saying, "Oh Allah, we know that we are going to return back to you sooner or later. We are sure to return back. We are sure to experience death. Young, old, rich, poor, everybody will die." Then we keep on asking Allah to give us maximum protection by reciting Bismillahirrahmanirrahim la yadurru ma ismi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama. There is a maximum coverage from anything that come down from the sky, anything that will surface from the earth. Only Allah know. You know, all the viruses, the danger that may come. And we came on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the people who are so happy, proud, so pleasing, because we worship the true God. We believe in the true God. Raditu billahi rabba. Now it's our duty to try our best to do anything to please Him. It's like, how do you feel when you have children who always please you? You feel so peaceful. You feel very, very, you know, I would say that you feel life is so meaningful because you have children who always try to please you, make you happy. One day you are going to be a wife, a husband, and your partner always try their best to please you. How do you feel? You feel that you're in heaven now. It's like Jannah. You know? And life will be very meaningful. You don't have to get a lot of medication. No migraine, no headache, inshallah. Yeah. No gastric, everything, because everybody is trying to make you happy. then we say to Allah, when we say Raditu billahi rabba, O Allah, we are so pleased that you are the Lord that we believe and we worship. Where so many people are worshipping so many things that don't make sense. They worship symbol, they worship Satan, they worship human, they go to the grave and ask this, ask that, what is that? The people who have left us, they can't hear you anymore. The people who left us cannot give you any help anymore. Common sense will tell you. Even they are so close to you, they are your personal doctor. Now, after they die, do you go to see him? Oh, doctor, you remember me? You know, I'm still having some pain. Can you please, you know, give me some more medicine? Who said that we can hear them? Allah. He said, وَلَا تُسْمِعُ مَنْ فِي الْكُبُورِ. Allah is telling us, you cannot make the people hear you, the one who is in the grave. وَلَا تُسْمِعُ مَنْ فِي الْكُبُورِ. They can't hear. Sometimes it happened in the time of the Prophet, but that is the miracle that Allah granted to the Prophet. Not to you, not to me. Just to remind us what is happening to the people in the grave. So, it becomes a lesson for all of us. If you want to save yourself from the torment of the grave, then you must know what you must do. When you go for call of nature, especially the male, make sure you clean your private part properly. If not, that is also one of the reasons you will be punished in the grave, because you are not clean. And Allah loves those who are clean. The same goes to people who like the gossip, bad bite. Then when you die, before the day of judgment, you will have to face the torment of the grave, azab al-kubur. So if you know this is the reason that can cause you to be punished, then you stay away. That's how you overcome your problem. And we say to Allah, وَبِلْ إِسْلَامِ دِينَا, O Allah, we are so blessed because we have a guidance to follow in our life. Every day we need guidance. You want to travel anywhere, you don't know how to reach that area. Now you have Waze, you have Google Map. If you don't want, you can try your way, but you get caught. Got traffic jam here, traffic jam there that you are not aware. I mean, it's there to make your life easier. When you have a guidance and you follow the guidance, you will never go wrong. You will never turn astray. Just follow. Be a good follower. So we are happy that we have Islam as a way of life. You know, from the day you were born until you die, how to eat, what to eat, how to drink, what to dress, what to learn, how to talk to people. Everything is in the Quran. From the day you were born until you die. This is a very unique religion. With everything ready, just have the knowledge and follow. That's why we always ask Allah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, every day, without fail. Are we not guided? Yes, you are guided. But we may keep on going against the guidance. That's why Allah reminds us to pray so that you remember again. Aqim as-salah li zikri. Establish your prayer so that you remember. Remember what you want from me. Remember what I want from you. I want you to acknowledge who am I. I'm your creator. And you are my creation. That's all. And do. is like you know who is your boss, you follow what your boss wants you to do, the boss will be happy. When the boss is happy, you will be happy. That's how life moves on. Yeah? And then we keep on asking Allah, وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا. We are so blessed. Again, you see, the blessing of Allah upon us is not only once. It's not only twice. It's not only three times. But this hadith talk about three things. The third one, we have been appointed by Allah to be the followers of the best, the last prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We become the ummah of prophet. Because only this ummah will be granted by Allah. Kuntum khaira ummah. You are the best nation. Can you imagine? We are the last nation because we followed the last prophet. But according to what Allah said, you were chosen as the best. Allahu Akbar. Where other followers of other prophets, they are not under this category. Why are we given this title, the best? Because Allah said again in other ayah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. You will be appointed by Allah as a witness for everyone. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, we will be called by Allah to be a witness for everybody from the time of Noah alayhi salam. We have never lived in the time, we don't know who they are. But in the day of judgment, when Noah will ask by Allah, have you conveyed my message to your people? Noah say yes. And Noah have conveyed the message 950 years. He was doing da'wah, calling his people, come back to Allah, be faithful, be obedient, don't be unfaithful. How many followers? He don't even have 90 followers for 950 years. He called people to Allah. In the time of Abraham, Abraham has his ummah. Allah will ask, have you conveyed the message? Yes. How many followers? They don't have a lot of followers. Some prophets don't even have more than 10 followers. But as long as they have conveyed the message, they have done their duty, khalas. Then Allah will ask their ummah, why don't you believe in me? Why are you so disobedient? You say, I don't know. Nobody told us what to do. The prophet was sent to you. Why don't you listen? No, I don't know. He never talked to us. So other group were denying. Then who is going to be the witness? We. We were called by Allah to bear witness. Who is telling the truth? Then we will confirm Noah have spoken the truth. Then they will argue, how can they be a witness? They don't live in our time. Because we believe in what Allah said, that every prophet and messenger have conveyed their message. In the Quran, talk about Noah. And his history have proven that he have called his people 950 years. Is the word of Allah, Allah the all-knowing, but we will be called to be a witness. Allahu Akbar. We have heavy responsibility, heavy duty responsibility. We thought that, no, this is me. No. You will be called. So we have a prophet who was sent as the last messenger of Allah and who have shown us every single thing that we need to do in this life. how to eat, how to drink, how to talk, how to dress, how to work, how to treat your neighbor, how to respect your parent, how to love the young one, how to seek knowledge, what is amal ma'ruf nahi munkar. Everything, he make it very clear, crystal clear, that you cannot say, I don't know. The problem today, we never feel connected. Why? The topic today, we're going to touch on that. Why? Then we say to Allah, oh Allah, increase my life with knowledge. I don't want my life to increase, my age to increase, but by knowledge, still the same. As we grow, we want our knowledge to grow with us. But we do not want just any knowledge getting from the IT, internet, TikTok. That is not pure knowledge. Only God knows what is in TikTok. It's a big rubbish bin. You have everything there. Don't seek knowledge from there. Don't get information from there. Make you headache. With the AI coming, and then people can imitate, put a face, a person that you like, but saying nonsense. Then make us feel very sad. Just an example. We want good knowledge. What is good knowledge? What is in the book of Allah, in the Quran? Pure knowledge. Uncorrupted. Every single word is true. Everything that has been mentioned is real. And the saying of the Prophet, Sunnah, is pure knowledge. Then we say to Allah, Allah, bless us with good food. We have to eat. Have you taken your breakfast, boy, this morning? Yeah, we have to eat. When children cry, you know why they cry. You don't keep on scolding, don't cry. Why must cry? You know what they want. They will need some food. Feed them. Yeah. So you want to eat. We do not want to eat like how you, there's a wording say, you are what you eat. If you eat rubbish, then you become rubbish. If you are not careful with your food, you will cause your body pain. Suffering from this, suffering from that, pain here, pain there, because you eat the wrong food. So we ask Allah for the best. And all girls and boys who are very young, yeah, would like to be very active. You don't like to be a very passive person. You want to be an active person. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. But you want to be active in doing things that benefit you, not active in committing sins. Not active in doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong word, then you create more problem to yourself. Active in helping your parent at home, you should do that. Active in cleaning up. Well, we are active in eating and drinking. Alhamdulillah. And then we ask Allah again, oh Allah, make our heart steadfast. I'm a Muslim now. Make me proud to be a Muslim and make me stay strong as a Muslim. At the end we say, oh Allah, enter all of us to your paradise and save us from hellfire. Ameen. Important prayer, but you must understand. You don't just make dua, dua, dua without understanding. You cannot feel. The last class, brothers and sisters, We were talking about despair not. Handicap do not prevent success. How you were born, how Allah ordained you to be, if you are handicapped, you're born without the full faculties that Allah have given. Some born blind, some born deaf. Some was born, they cannot speak. If you have a way to look for any kind of cure, do it. But after they try, you are still the same. But never give up. History has proved, even in the sports world, people handicapped, they can still compete. Those who have no leg, they can still use wheelchair. You see, so many things is happening around us. Now people who are blind, but they know how to read, and they read the Quran, they can memorize the Quran. Allahu Akbar, by using Braille. Allahu Akbar, if you want, nothing stop you from moving forward. Do not give up. Do not despair. Say, wow, khalas, what can I do? I'm born like that. No, do your level best. The title tonight, today, if you embrace Islam, there is no reason for you to be sad. That is the title, I think. Miserable are those souls that are ignorant of Islam or not know Islam but have not been guided to it. Or that they know Islam but they never follow. Those who are not Muslim, they don't know. They are in another group. We are all Muslim. We have the same problem. We don't bother about our religion. We don't learn. We don't try to understand and follow. We don't care. A lot of people today having a lot of problems because it's not they don't have guidance. They have Islam. They have the Quran. Every Muslim have a Quran. But how many of us read the Quran with understanding? How many of us? Today, Muslims need a slogan or advertisement to be broadcast worldwide for Islam is a great message that must be conveyed to the people, to the masses. With all the technology, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of sharing around the globe today through internet, WhatsApp, Instagram, everywhere. Again, we must be careful. We must be careful with the message under the name of Islam. Because the enemy of Islam can do the same thing. They can use all this media and put some Islamic verses, few ayat, some of the hadith, then they will turn you and corrupt you and make you turn astray. Like what the media portray many, many years ago. You want to know who is a terrorist? He must look like a Muslim. Must have beard. Anybody got beard? Confirm terrorist. They portray you like that. So anytime people were traveling, people got beard, all the authority are very alert. They interview you more. They pay more attention to you. They thought that we hide some bomb behind the beard, We carry some weapon there. Astaghfirullah. But you look in reality today, confirm. The new terrorists are people who have no more beard. And you can see, who is the world number one terrorist? The Zionists, no beard. And then their supporter all have no beard. Clean shave, everybody. And they're promoting killing. You have the right to kill. You have the right to do anything. Children have no right. Women have no right to live in Gaza. Astaghfirullah. And the world say, oh, it's okay. They are okay. They can do anything. They can kill everyone. They can destroy anybody. And the media portray is okay. Do these people, this leader, have beard? Do they have beard? Do you know who I'm talking about? If you don't know, you go back to the media and check and see. Things change. When you want to convey the message of Islam, the word of this slogan need to be clear, concise, and inviting, because the happiness of humanity as a whole lie in the true religion. If you want peace, you want to live in peace, in tranquility, you must convey the true teaching of Islam. Don't let anybody to corrupt our religion. When I say the truth, meaning what is written in the book, the Holy Quran, and what the Prophet have taught us, that is the truth. Just convey this to. Don't share opinion. Islam is not based on opinion. Islam is based on a very clear command from Allah and the Prophet's teaching. That's why Allah said, فَإِن تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا. If you are confused, you disagree, you argue, you have disputes among yourself about what is right, what is wrong, what is Islam, what is not Islamic, if you have that problem. What did Allah say to us? The one who created us, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, He said, come back to my book. فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Come back to the Quran, uncorrupted, unchanged from the day it was revealed until the end of time. This is the only book Allah confirmed. Nobody can make changes. The Quran stay authentic, protected. Other books, you don't have to believe in it. You can read, don't believe. This one is the word of God, not the word of human, not the word of prophet. No, is the word of Allah. Reading the Quran is like Allah is talking to you. How do you feel when you receive a letter from the king with the seal? This letter is from the king. How do you feel? You feel so happy. Somebody was so happy. Oh, I don't want to open the letter. I will keep it. No, this is something so, you know, I would say it's priceless, you know. I got a letter from the king. You love the letter, you respect the letter, you don't even open the letter. It's just like, yeah, when you are in love with somebody, suddenly the one that you fall in love so deeply, you know, you always dream about them, and then suddenly they travel. And then they send you a letter. I arrive, so I send a letter. You're so happy with the letter, you don't open. You keep. He was waiting for your response. Do you receive my letter? He sent another letter. You keep the gift. Maybe one day he'll come back and say, have you received my letter? Oh, yes. I honor, I'm so proud. Where is the letter? In the drawer. You don't even open my letter. That's why I keep on sending letter and waiting for some reply. I thought you don't care about me anymore. No, I thought we have good feeling. Of course, that's why I keep your letter. And now because he was waiting for your response, no response, waiting, no response. Now she got a new partner now. Not only partner, after this she come back with a baby. You know, huh? How can you do this to me? Do what? How can you abandon me? You say you love me. The moon become the witness, the star become the witness. But I was communicating with you, sending letter. You do not respond. I thought you were dead. I have to move on. Just an example. Human, the world need peace. The world is looking for peace. The world need justice. Justice for all or no justice for all. There's no justice for a group and then the other group, no justice. It's not right. You want peace, you must make sure other people have peace. You want your right, you must make sure other people have their right. When everybody have their right, there will be peace. That should be the way. And you keep on bombarding people, killing people. Don't allow medication to go in. Don't allow food to go. What kind of peace is there? What kind of peace is there? If you go back to this last ayah before we start, if you embrace Islam, there is no reason for you to be sad. It's in chapter 3, verses 140, Allah said, if a wound and killing has touched you, be sure a similar wound and killing has touched the others. Everything that is a what? Everything that is a takdir. Where the non-Muslim, they use karma. You do bad, bad thing come back to you. You cause harm to others, you think you will not be harmed. The same thing will happen to you. You don't feel peace. You are worried. Because you have been killing others, you worry one day you will be killed. The world, human need peace. Everyone want to be honored. That's why Islam promotes the 7 basic rights. The right to live, number one. The right to be honored, haqqul karama, number two. The first one, haqqul haya, the right to live. Even how ugly you are, how black you are, you have the right to live. You cannot say, oh, because the baby looked like this, I better kill him. No, you have no right to terminate their life. They have the right to live. There must be a reason that Allah ordained that to. Yeah. The right to be honored, haqqul karama. Even you are not smart, you are poor, you still have your dignity. You must honor. Our mother, our elderly mother, our great-grandmother, they don't go to school sometimes. Their school is in the house, in the community. But they are great mothers. They give the best to their children. The children, they go to school. Not only primary, they go to secondary, they go to a high school, they go to international school. But their mother, no. They only kampung. But they are great. They have the right to be honored. Don't honor a person because of a paper. No, no. Honor the sacrifice, the value that they have. The old generation, they love to have children, correct? We've gone through all the pain, suffering, no problem. I want some more. Are you ready? Inshallah. We have no fear. As long as Allah gives us, we are ready. Today, everybody live in fear. You are so intelligent. You want to have a family, but you don't want to have baby. Worry, you see, what happened? Hakul karam, hakul kasab. Number three, you have the right to be paid. If anybody want you to do something, and you have the right to ask. You want me to be your worker? Okay. You want me to repair this? Okay. But there, I have a fee to charge you. Correct? You have problem with your handphone, you send to the handphone company. What do they say? Okay, come back 1 hour. You come back, thank you. No. There's a fee there. You have the right to be paid. To the extent, do you know, brothers and sisters, that we as a wife, if we took the responsibility to breastfeed our baby, it's our baby and also our husband's baby. Do you know that you can ask for some allowance if you want? If you want. Because you take the initiative to breastfeed the baby. If I don't give my milk, you have to buy other milk from New Zealand, from Australia. So you have all the adopted parents in New Zealand and Australia. You don't know how to look for them. You don't know which cow is the one that they get from the milk. Example. If you want. Why? Because you need to take extra care of your body to produce healthy milk for the baby. Now, this is just like hakul kasab. Hakul tamlik, number four. The right to own property. If you have property, you inherit from your parent, and now the man married you. Remember, he married you, he don't married your property. That is your right. That's why the man have to give dowry, not the wife give dowry. He have to give, not you. You just receive. Alhamdulillah. If you want to give, that is your right. But what you own is yours. If a man is telling you, what is yours, but when I get married with you, yours is mine, and then you better don't get married with this kind of guy. He's sending the wrong signal. You must know what is mine is mine. Yeah? If I want to give, it's my right. Hakul tamlik, the right to own certain things. Hakul amal. How many right this time I shared? How many right already? Four. Hakul amal, the right to work. If you have certain skill, you have the right to work, to earn a living. And if the husband don't allow you to work outside, today there's another kind of job, work in your house. You can work from home now. whoever can employ you and say, okay, we don't mind, you don't have to come to the office. So in the future, the company don't have to waste money to go and rent an office, because everybody can work at home. Yeah, there'll come a time it will be like that. You know, later on, all the supermarket also have to close. You don't have to go. All is online shopping. But we hope that kind of environment don't come in our time, because we enjoy go out shopping. You know? Just an example, thing is changing now. Hakul ta'lim, the right to seek knowledge, like today. The sisters also have the right to seek knowledge. The brother also have the right, young and old have the right to seek knowledge. How many right already I shared with you? 6 already. Left only one, the last one. Hakul hurriya, the right to choose. You have the right to choose. If you want to decorate a house, do the wife have the right to choose what furniture you like to have? What color of your curtain you want? Yeah, because you're the one who stay at home most of the time, not the husband. Yeah, the wife are the one who going to see all this curtain day in, day night. When the husband not at home, she's at home looking. And she so happen allergic to blue. She love gray. She love, yeah, red. Let her choose the color. No. I choose the color. Every time you look at the blue, got headache. Yeah. Example, let the wife choose. She is the one who want to use this, want to use that. What kind of utensil that she want, what kind of cooking material that she need. You ask her, she's the one who's going to be the cook, not you. If you are going to be the cook, okay. Do I need an oven? Do I need this? Do I need? Ask the wife. You have the right to choose. A good wife also, don't always be naive. Up to you, and then the husband going by and you're not happy. It's a waste again. Everything you have the right to choose. If you know that a wife loves this, buy for them what they love. Inshallah, they make them happy. Hakul Huriya. The young girls here, do they have the right to choose their future partner? Or the mother, how do you feel? No, we choose for you. You can do that too. Make sure that you don't expose them to a lot of people. Train them to be a good daughter. Whatever you choose, they accept, alhamdulillah. But sometimes they travel, they move around, they get to know somebody, and they feel good. But you don't feel good, so what will happen? They have no right. You can soft talk, no problem. Are you sure? Are you sure this is the right man for you? You can ask them, heart to heart talk. You know the Prophet did mention, if a good guy come and ask for your daughter's hand, and you know his quality, he's a righteous person, he's a believer, don't deny him because of his color or his position. How do he come just now? Motorbike. You come with motorbike and you ask for my daughter's hand. My daughter want to ride on your back, motorbike. Come now with a car. How do you feel you come with BMW? Look at the car. Who is that? You value BMW more than the human? He can do that. He can rent the BMW from his friend. to pretend that his car, but it's not his car. Anything can happen today. You thought that, wow, he's super rich because he got a driver. Yeah, everybody can have a driver. You call Grab, you have a free driver. World have changed. You can talk to them, make them realize, check, double check, no problem. But they have the right to choose because they are the one who is going to get married, not you. Yeah? Just as the hakul huriyah, the right to choose. Food, you have the right to choose. You know, if you have two siblings, three siblings, two love pizza, one don't like pizza. Pizza is not a food. I'm McDonald's. Two P, one M. You must be fair. You cannot say, I don't care. If I buy McDonald's M, I buy 3-3 McDonald's. If I buy pizza, 3-3 must eat pizza. The two who love pizza enjoy, that guy suffer. Is that right? They have the right to choose. No problem. As long as they choose halal food. Good, and you have the mean. You have the mean to buy. Buy. You cannot force. They have the right to choose. Even today, a lot of children having problem about what? They are inclined. They want to be a professional in this, in that. They don't want to be a lawyer, but we are lawyer family. All our family, lawyers, lawyers, lawyers. All our family, doctor, doctor, doctor. So he want everybody doctor. They want the DR. You force the children. They may follow what you want. They don't want to go against your wish. After they got their degree, mom, dad, this is what you want. I got it. And my career. Then you apply for a job. Not as a doctor. Yeah, you look for another kind of job. You like to be a businessman. What can you do? Why not you just ask the child, what is the thing that you're inclined to? What is the thing that you love to do? Will give you all the support. Thing that is good. Oh, I like sports. Okay, you go into the sports world. Be a sportsman, a sports specialist. One day, the whole world will recognize you, not because you are only a doctor. Yeah? If you are a good sports person, people will, you'll be known, you'll become millionaires. Wherever you go, people were like crazy. You know, they will worship you sometimes. They are heroes. But you don't have a doctor or engineering degree. You are just a good footballer. You just use your leg. Now, wherever you go, wow, my hero. You hardly see that doctor become heroes. Engineer become hero, no. But all these sportsmen, sometimes you don't need qualification also. Be strong, you work hard, you move towards that direction. Allahu Akbar. You become, because of your leg and your stamina, you're good. Khalas. Allahu Akbar. Wherever you go, people carry you. You know why people carry you? Yeah. I'm just sharing with the parents to understand. The word of the slogan need to be clear, concise, and inviting because the happiness of humanity as a whole lies and depends in the true teaching of Islam. Allah said in verse 85, chapter 3, وَمَا يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. And whoever seek a religion other than Islam is your choice. it will never be accepted from you. You can choose anything you want, but again, Islam, Allah don't value. It's between you and your world, khalas. Yeah? People value us because we have a stand, we have a principle. We have our own value. The people respect you because of that. All these are very important values. A famous scholar to Islam settled in Munich, Germany, some years ago. Upon reaching the entrance of the city, he noticed a large placard. Upon it was written, "You don't know Yokohama tires." Yeah, people advertise here and there for tires. He later put up a sign beside it, and it was just as large, another signboard. He wrote on it, "You don't know Islam." Now, when people want to promote a tire, people do not know is what tire is the best. "You don't know Yokohama tires." He got this good idea. And then he put another signage. "You don't know Islam. If you wish to know about it, call us at this number." There was an inundation of call from native German. In 1 year alone, thousands of people accepted Islam at this man's hand. Allahu Akbar. Because he have all the support, he established a masjid, Islamic center, and a school. Yeah. Something catchy, you know, people will always look. Al-Qadim is coming with this signboard. In August, we are going to, you know, we have signed and the location to share with people about the important to know what is this religion, but with a different slogan. Do we have that poster on the about Al Qadim poster about the display on the road, ito, the poster on billboard? You don't have. You can now check with Helmi, call them to send it to you. Check, call Helmi now, call him to send to you. You can display for a while so that our audience are aware. We do this because we say people do not know who we are. There are people who just came to see us. I say, "Is this your first time?" "Yes. We heard about this, but we have never been here. We thought that this is an exclusive area only for members." I said, "No, this is an open area for anybody to walk in when we have activities." So a lot of people are not aware of our existence sometimes. So we have to do something, and this is what we have come up with later on. They will show you, inshallah. Most humans are confused and are in and in dire need of this great religion. People are very confused today. They don't know what is right and what is wrong. They don't know. They don't know what is good and bad now. They do not know what is the truth, what is lie. They don't know. Everything is so corrupted today. So they need to know. They need Islam so their peaceful and serene life can take place of the chaotic one that they are presently leading. Today we live in a lot of fear, problem, uncertainty. Wherein Allah guide all those who seek His good pleasure, the way of peace, who seek for guidance, and He bring them out from darkness to light and guide them to the straight path. In chapter 5, verse 16, Allah is the only one who can bring everybody back to peace. Peace belongs to Allah. You remember we always say, Allahumma antas salam wa minka salam, O Allah. Peace is you. Peace only come from you. That's why all the Prophet was sent to call the people to be connected to the Creator so that we have peace. That's why all good believers will also do that. You cannot keep Islam to yourself. You must share with other people. Convey the message, the good word. A worshipper who was found living in a remote area and who never had prayer contact with other people said, I never thought that anyone in the world worship other than Allah. That means people who believe but they are by themselves, isolated, that he or she have no idea that anyone in the world worship other than Allah. They thought that is understood, people will worship Allah. But they do not know outside, in the cosmopolitan world, a lot of people are confused. And they are worshipping other than Allah. They are worshipping money, they are worshipping human, they worship devil sometimes. You have devil worshipping. Somewhere you can see people worshipping even devil. Even the jinn and so on. They don't care. Allah is telling us, and few of my slaves are grateful. In chapter 34, verse 13, Allah said, majority of people are ungrateful. Only the few are grateful to Allah. Because we always forget what Allah has given us. Like children today, they forget what their parents have been giving them. So many things. We keep on giving and giving. We don't receive anything, but they still are ungrateful. They keep on forgetting. So we keep on reminding them. Be grateful. Be thankful. If you are grateful with what you have now, you take care of that thing. It will stay with you for long. There's so many things. If you are grateful, Allah said, "La in shakartum la azidannakum." You are grateful, I will bless, I will keep on give you extra. But you must learn how to be grateful. Happiness is not just by getting everything you want, no. Happiness is you get good thing, good friend. Good family is happiness. Not just money, money. Money cannot bring happiness. Money corrupt today. You think you have money, you can do anything you like. That's what people think today. They can buy you, they can buy you a world, they can do all the bad things. They corrupt this, corrupt that. They can do that. But the real happiness comes from Allah. And you must be grateful. Whatever you have, alhamdulillah. You want to compare with people who are worse than you. You have food on the table. You eat four times minimum one day. There are people only eat once. There are people who don't even have any food. You keep on throwing, wasting. There are people who just, if they are here, they will pick it up and they'll be very grateful. They will never waste. Because we are not grateful. Don't waste. Children must always remember, don't waste. Remember those who are poor. So you become grateful, inshallah. And Allah said again, وَإِنْ تُتِكْتْ أَقْصَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدِلُّكَ أَنْ سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ. And if you obey most of those on earth, they will mislead you far from the way of Allah's way. Allah is telling us about the people around us. If the people like to follow the majority is going to mislead you, turn you astray. Don't follow majority. Follow what is right. Even the right people are just minority. Follow. That's what we want. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim, the right way. Just follow. Life is so simple. Just follow what Allah wants us to do and what the Prophet say. Don't have to follow so many people, but we keep on forgetting. If people ask us, who is our number one hero, our master, Allah is our only God, and Prophet Muhammad is the best example for us. For the sister, the wife of the prophets, as the mother of the believers, they are the best example. The last words that I have to share with you today, and most of mankind, Allah said, will not believe, even if you desire it eagerly. Chapter 12, verse 103. Allah is telling you, most of the people is like that. Most people are more corrupted than the people who are not corrupted. Yeah? So be alert, that's all. Yeah? You don't trust everybody, you trust your companion, the good friend. Don't just trust any friend, that friend will bite you back. Yeah? They will betray you. Only trust good companion. Yeah? But you cannot escape from the good, the bad, and the ugly. There are good people everywhere. There are bad people everywhere. They got ugly people also everywhere. Among the three categories, the last one is the majority, the ugly one. In front of you, they praise you, behind you, they backstab you. They gossip about you. Yeah? And that is something all of us must learn and be careful. Remember, if we have embraced Islam in the way Islam wants us to follow, there's no reason for you to be sad. The last thing I want to share with all of you before we open for Q&A. Last Saturday, we have a topic, a very interesting topic. That when you choose to follow Islam, sometimes your parents discourage you. See, why are you going to burden yourself? If you are not a Muslimah, you don't have to change your dressing. You can wear anything you like. You can open here, open there, window here, window there. It's your body. You are free to do anything you like on your body. You want to tattoo here, tattoo there. It's your body. Why are you going to burden yourself, become Muslim? You cannot do this, you cannot do that. Why are you going to burden yourself now? You must pray 5 times a day. Last time you don't even have to pray. And why must you go and burden yourself now? You go to fast. Last time you don't fast. You eat anytime, anywhere. Now you must look for halal food and then you have to fast. They are advising their children who is going to be a Muslim. Why do you burden yourself? Now, what do we feel? What their parents say, is that true? Is that true? It is true from one angle. Because if you are not a Muslim, you can eat anywhere. Correct? Anything, you go anywhere, you don't have to look for the halal logo. Food. Yalla, bismillah. Oh. Of course, you don't say bismillah. You know. You can do anything. You don't have to pray. You don't have to fast. So they ask us, what is our, how do we respond? I say, of course. If you who want to be a Muslim are not sincere and committed to what you want to believe, you show them why it's so difficult, now I cannot. Of course, they are going to tell you, see, this religion is not practical. But if you understand this religion and you are trying your best to follow, you are proud to be a practicing Muslim. You are proud to be known, I am a Muslim now. So I don't do this, I don't eat this, I don't... If you are proud, then they will never say there is a burden. They just look at you, wow, my daughter, my son have changed to be a better son, to be a better daughter, well-behaved, very polite, very clean, very hardworking, very committed, very compassionate, care for each other, yeah, very loving, very caring. Will you feel that they are going to be sad? When they look at the positive changes in you, they will say, this religion must be a miracle who have transformed my children from an unfaithful, very rough person to somebody soft-spoken. He always raised up his voice to the parent before. Now no more raising his voice. They are very polite, very respectful to the parent. Now he's so clean. He's not like before, throw anything anywhere. Now no more. He's picking up a lot of things here and there to make sure the environment is clean. Now if you are happy of who you are committed like the early Muslim, they are prepared to die for Islam. They don't get anything in return except pressure, torture from the enemy of the truth. They just want to be a good person. People don't like you to be good. People like you to be like them, corrupted. So do you want to be corrupted like them? Now, if you are committed, you want to be a Muslim, make sure you learn about Islam, you are ready, you are sincere, you are committed, become a Muslim, practicing Muslim, your parent will not use this kind of approach to you. They will say, they'll be proud even to tell their fair friend, hey, my son is a Muslim, you know? Son Muslim, huh? Yeah, hey, he's not the other Muslim. He's a good Muslim. He pray 5 times a day. They will promote their own children because they are proud to see the changes in their son and their daughter. Very polite, very hardworking, very loving. Allahu Akbar. So if we Muslim show negative reaction to the not yet Muslim, of course, people will use that as a reason to tell us this religion is not for you. It's not practical because we don't understand. So, brother and sister, be a practicing Muslim. Be proud of who we are. And not only by showing our family, showing to our friend, I am a practicing Muslim everywhere I go. Not only in the mosque, I'm a good Muslim. Outside the mosque, I turn to be a different person. When I'm with my parents, I behave very well. Outside from my parents, I don't care. No, wherever you go, be a practicing, be proud. I am a Muslim. People will say this, no problem, let them say, but you prove to them they are wrong by your action. That's how you hold to Islam. Now, I want to share with all of you why we cannot, we fail. We make a lot of not yet Muslim confused because we don't even taste the sweetness of Iman. The Prophet have said that Iman have sweetness, halawatul Iman. We don't have that. We don't understand. We are just ritual Muslim, yeah? We pray, we do this, but then we don't understand the values. And that's why ongoing Al-Khadim always have the youth camp and so on to make sure that all our children understand the value and they are proud to be known that I am a Muslim and a Muslimah. We are going to have a fun run soon on the 27th, if I'm not wrong, 27th, from Putrajaya. Look into our program and see you. Anybody who would like to participate, just be around to make sure to show Islam is about everything. You can enjoy this and with the Islamic values. And after this, we are going to have an indoor, closed indoor for ladies only, the taekwondo. Taekwondo, what you call the competition? Only for girls. To show that Islam is a very proactive religion. Want the Muslim to be strong, to be ready for action in anything, to do good. Anything good, we are ready. Anything bad, we also are ready to go against the bad one. To make sure that the anything negative, positive will come and overrule. All the positive energy must be stronger than the negative one. And that's what we are always planning for the next generation. I think you have seen this poster. And these are the things that we're trying to do to make sure that people have the opportunity to understand the beauty of our religion. Because they are confused. They don't read about Islam. They just look around and look at the Muslim class. They are not attracted. They are not attracted to this religion because they look around, they look at the Muslim, messy lah. So we have to try our best to show them the true teaching of Islam. Because they don't understand. And if you don't do something, you don't participate, that means we don't care. So by we participating in helping all these activities, we all can be part of the people which Allah has mentioned, kuntum khaira ummah, you are the best nation because you participate in calling people to do what is good and forbid people from the evil deeds. May Allah bless us, may Allah help us to understand the sweetness of Iman so that we are proud to be a practicing Muslimah and a practicing Muslim young boy, inshallah. Any question? Now we open for Q&A, fatafaddal. Any question from the Jama'ah? Okay. You can just share with me.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How can we be steadfast following Quran and Sunnah if we don't have any good jemaah near us?
There is always some jemaah who is following the Quran and Sunnah wherever you are. So, but if you don't have a lot of God, even you don't have a lot, whoever you know that is following Quran and Sunnah, then you should stay close with them. Now, one of the things that I can share with all these good brothers and sisters, wherever you are, if you still are not aware about the good people, you can come to us first. Then we will try to understand where is your location, and then we will let you know that we have all the good brothers and good sisters everywhere. Everywhere you have some good people, more ugly people, of course, but some good people is somewhere. So inshallah, they can come and tell us where is their location, you know, their environment, about how is their environment, inshallah. May Allah, yeah, meet us with the right people, wherever you are. Because that is very important. The Prophet said, Al-mar ala dini qalili falyanzur ahatum ma yuqali. People used to follow their friend, their environment. So you must be careful with your environment and a good friend. You are weak, you must be around with those who are stronger than you, then they can help you better. Yeah? Don't let the environment change you. You bring changes to the environment. Inshallah. Any next question? Only one question. Alhamdulillah. Na'am. Pass the mic, please, behind the sister here.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
With all the happening around the world now, are we supposed to trust the Arab countries?
Are we supposed to trust the Arab countries?
Yeah, certain Arab countries, since they are not helping.
Yeah, yeah. No, we cannot. We trust only Allah. We trust Allah. Allah never said trust the Arabs, no. Or trust the Nusantara also, no. Or trust the American, no. You must trust Allah. Put your trust in Allah. Yeah. What is happening around us, the Prophet have informed us before he passed away. The great fitan is going to come from where Islam start to flourish. Meaning the fitan, the great fitan, will appear from the Arab country. We feel very sad for that. Because by right, when Allah have warned us everything, the Quran is in Arabic, the Prophet was an Arab, started in an Arab country, the Arab should be more alert than all of us. Yeah? They have been exposed, yeah, to all this information from our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They should be the first one to be alert. But they keep on ignoring it. We are very worried, because they are our big brother. And our big brother is not setting good example today. So it's lesson learned. It's good that we know. Yeah. Then everybody must always go back to Allah and ask yourself, what can I do? At least, what can I do for myself, for my immediate family? Yeah, from the ummah around us. That's why whatever we're going to do, we share with our people so that everybody can participate. We can do something collectively. Yeah. And we hope for the best to happen. Sometimes we also have big idea. But certain thing is within our reach. At this point of time, for you to think of how to develop everything in Palestine, you can't, because they keep on destroying. Why you waste the money for what? And who really can help them faster, easier, are the people who are next to them, their neighbors. We are very far away. So in anything that happened around the world today, please be wise. Not to be so with good intention, everybody respond and do this, do that. We don't know whether all the effort that we are doing will reach our destination or not. And whatever happened, we don't know. We have no true information. There'll be a lot of uncertainty. People may say this, sometimes they say, how can the real picture show another thing? We got the information differently. We also get confused. But for us, this is a G&G situation. It should be the government take part, not as a public. Because we have no authority. People of authority should do something. And be honest, be transparent, be sincere, be committed. Yeah, to send people like you, me, go in, what can you do? You should be prepared to stand and to bring any assistant there by army, not by a civilian. Because the one who is going to stop you are the army. So you must collectively do that, and then they feel okay. We just want to make sure that whatever their right is being given. You have to face it. They can have all their authority ready, and they can send, even the other countries send their army to support them. Who are we? Example, there's a lot of things that we must be very, very wise. To make sure that whatever effort that we have put in is not a waste for a good cause. Because now everybody make money also from everywhere. Anything can be very commercialized. Money making. So be more careful. No. Yes, we don't trust anybody except Allah. Whoever follow Allah's rule, we trust them. Any last question from the young girls? Young boy, you have any question? You understand the message? Can you understand the message? Is that simple for you to understand? Good. Think that you don't understand the future, please don't be shy to ask. Anywhere you go, when people are talking to you, don't understand, raise up your hand again. I'm not clear about this. Can you explain it again? Because sometimes word is not easy, but when we can show you some example, it may be easier. That's how I learn. That's why I like all the children that we engage in also have the right spirit. Don't be shy to ask. It's your duty. The fast learning person is a person who likes to ask. Alhamdulillah. Since there's no more question, Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless all of us. And please share the info that we have here to your friend and see whoever like to participate, just contact the contact number and see how you all can play a role, inshallah. Maybe there are a lot of people who will benefit when they're driving, they saw some message, and they see some message, then they will start to have the curiosity to know what is this, and then it may help create the awareness. And may Allah help those who help His religion. And may Allah bless all of us who are spending our time wisely to seek the knowledge of Allah. And please remember, this learning center is for everybody who ever have time, Wednesday, Saturday, and this coming Sunday. Normally, we also have our classes, my classes, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, but this coming Sunday. Is this coming Sunday the Salat course, Adwa? It's a PMS course, a day course, on how to perfect your prayer, how to have the right understanding about the foundation of Islam. There is once in a month we organize this. If anybody who have registered, Alhamdulillah, Those who never registered, you can register as soon as possible. Yeah, it's full, huh? For this session is full. Then you can wait for the next month. We have, yeah, every month, one day, we choose to have perfecting my solid course. May Allah bless us, guide us, and forgive all of us for our minor, our major sin. We just finished, yeah, our Ashura, the 9th, the 10th of Muharram. I believe all of us have tried to fast even one day, and may Allah accept the fasting of Ashura. Amin. Wabillahi taufiqi wa raqid da'wana walhamdulillah alamin. We end with tasbih al-kifara. We recite slowly, children follow me. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. We hope all of you will try to memorize this as soon as possible so that we recite together every time when we meet. And this meaning is so beautiful. It says, glory be to you, O Allah, all praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none to worship except you alone. To you we seek forgiveness, forgive us. To you we repent, accept our repentance. Amin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.